For the purpose of critique, review, and education, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents...
It's time for the Nerdlings Podcast. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior host.
And this is Jersey Mike, the junior host. We are now doing our rendition of...
Christmas, we're getting into the Christmas things because we're kind of on, as we go to recording today, tonight, whatever, we're kind of coming in, the plane is going to be arriving at the airport.
Santa's sleigh is getting ready to deliver the kids to the toys to the kids, and the adults are listening to their plane or the reindeer's landing of our Nerdling podcast.
So I was at the gas station today and the lines are kind of like, oh, God, these stupid people, all right? Which made me have a flashback to this.
Oh, good house. Good evening. Tonight, we are happy to present Little Johnny's Christmas Tale, written by Maurice Littleton. That's me. Okay. The story begins. I took my son to the mall the other day to see Santa Claus. The woman in line behind me says, "Hey, is that Santa Claus up there?" I said, "No, ma'am, that's a Kenny Rogers stunt double. Here's your sign." The other day I bought a wreath to go on our front door. As I was walking out of the store, a man stopped me and said, "Hey, you gonna hang that on your door?" I said, "No, sir, it's a Christmas toilet seat cover. Got the idea from Martha Stewart."
Here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your stupid sign. Act it dumb, so have some fun and wear your stupid sign. Oh, here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your stupid sign. You lost your mind, so pay the fine and wear your stupid sign.
I hung those little Christmas lights on my house, you know, the kind that blink on and off. My neighbor comes over and says, "Hey, Bill, how do you get those to blink on and off like that?" I said, "I got my son inside, plugging it, unplugging it, plugging it, unplugging it. Here's your sign." I took my family by a Christmas tree the other night. When we walked onto the lot, this guy walked to me and says, "Hey, y'all here to buy a Christmas tree?" I said, "No, sir, my son's got to go to the bathroom. These trees look really inviting."
Here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your stupid sign. Acting dumb, so have some fun and wear your stupid sign. Oh, here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your stupid sign. You lost your mind, so pay the fine and wear your stupid sign. Have no fear, we're spreading cheer during Christmas time.
The other night, my family and I were walking through the neighborhood looking at all the Christmas decorations, and we came upon this house that had a manger scene. Now, there was this whole group of people looking at it when I overheard this one guy say, "Hey, are those the three wise men?" I said, "No, sir, that's ZZ Top doing a Farm Aid concert."
Here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your stupid sign. You act it dumb, so have some fun and wear your stupid sign. Oh, here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your stupid sign. You lost your mind, so pay the fine and wear your stupid sign. Here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your stupid sign.
And finally, my wife and I were in a grocery store the other day, and I heard a woman ask the clerk, "Do you know what time midnight mass starts on Christmas Eve?" And in the holiday spirit, I walked over and said, "Here's your sign. Happy holidays, everybody."
And happy holiday to you too, young man. I thought that was just wonderful. Apparently, I'm the only one.
All right, so that it was I'm in the gas station. I'm standing in line. The line is like four people deep. Doesn't matter, man, woman, who cares? Comes in, looks at me, goes, "Is this the line for the register?" I so bad wanted to say something like, "No, apparently this tile I'm standing on is loose, and I'll be here till the 31st so that nobody trips on it, holding it down. Here's your sign." So it just took me to the flashback to that video. Very, very fitting, very tributing. So we got a sponsor this week.
All right. Ready to roll.
We are the sponsor within the sponsor for the song by Doug Messina, who we did a podcast with a few weeks ago. The song called Road Rage Santa.
This is the new modern version of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Absolutely. And we are selling it with the deal that we made with him. This is the only place that you can exclusively go get it, buy it, 99 cents from the podcast. You're not getting us talking to it. It's the actual audio track of the Road Rage Santa song.
Now, how do you beat that with all these 99 cent stores all over America? Why not just come hit us at
www. Oh, I see. No, wait. Well, we got a couple of them to give. Four, downloading the Road Rage Santa song. Just we got a short URL. It's tinyurl.com/RageSanta. And that'll take you to our podcast page, which we're selling it through. So download it.
And make sure you buy it, because let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Here on this podcast, you are going to say, 2 decades from now, 10 years from now, 7 years from now,
I was there.
This is where I heard it, from the ground floor.
From the Shiny Squirrel podcast, the Nerdlings podcast. I'm going to give you an example of that is, the first time Huey Lewis in the News ever played Portland, Oregon, there were only 91 people in the audience. How do they know that? Because that was the receipt sales for the tickets. When REM played one of the very first times, very few people, probably about 106 people. But the thing is, you were there the first point of time to see it. Doug Messina, a very nice guy.
It's like feeding the reindeer when they're little.
Yeah.
Reindeer growing up. You actually gave Rudolph his first little thing of hay and petted him.
Yeah.
And look how strong he is today. Doug Messina.
Messina. Only took me 3 times to get his name spelled right.
Doug Messina. Buy it. Launch it. Sell it. Smell it. Eat it. Sound it. Whatever.
Share it with your
yes.
friends. So that's our sponsor within our sponsorship for Road Rage Santa by Doug Messina. So this week we are going to be talking about the cartoons, the animation specials that we grew up with during Christmas.
How can't you want to be go back to your childhood? I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, you get a little bummed out as you get older, but
yeah,
seeing this Christmas Carol show this week,
as you got older, you would I'm gonna throw out there Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, okay, made in 1964. It was that stop motion that made it look so real. You know, you were still young enough that you didn't quite know what it was, but it was just cool. And then I remember years later learning who that talking snowman was. Burl Ives!
Yeah.
And then when he sang the song Silver and Gold.
Silver and Gold. Well, what do you think of our friend Cornelius? Seems all he thinks about is silver and gold.
Silver and gold, silver and gold. Everyone wishes for silver and gold. How do you measure its worth? Just by the pleasure it gives here on earth. Silver and gold, silver and gold. So much more when I see silver and gold decorations on every Christmas tree.
What's a Christmas tree without tinsel and pretty silver and gold decorations? Can't really call it a Christmas tree now, can you? And think of all the fun and joy that would be lost on Christmas morning if all the young folks didn't get to see that sparkling, happy tree.
Silver and gold, silver and gold, means so much more when I see silver and gold decoration on every Christmas tree.
Such a classic, because it wasn't until high school they were selling those record albums for Burl Ives' greatest hits. And then you would see later, when you're in high school, the rerun of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you see his name in the credits. Like, oh,
yeah.
I connect the two, you know?
Yeah, it's weird. And then you see, like, the Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, Doctor Who. I mean, you know, all different kind of cool.
What was your favorite part in the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Probably when he gets, and his nose is red when he's picked on in school,
uh-huh.
A reindeer school, and then he covers it up, and then,
all right, yearlings, all right now. That's better. My name is Comet, and even though I'm your instructor, I want to be your pal, right? Right. My job is to make bucks out of you, so let's go. Now then, our first game is called Takeoff. We all want to pull Santa's sleigh someday, don't we? So we must learn to fly.
Okay.
Now, who's first to try? One at a time. One at a time. You. You're Dash's little boy, aren't you? You go first. All right, now. The whole trick is getting up enough speed and jumping into the wind. You got it? Go ahead. Very good for a first try. Next.
He won't get to us for a while yet. Now's your chance to get acquainted with that toad.
Nice day.
Yup.
For takeoff practice, I mean.
Yup.
I bet you'll be the best.
I don't know.
Something wrong with your nose? I mean, you talk kind of funny.
What's so funny about the way I talk?
Well, don't get angry. I don't mind.
You don't?
My name's Clarice. Hi.
My name's Rudolph. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Clarice. Hey, after practice, would you...
Rudolph, you get back here. It's your turn, you know.
Gee, I gotta go back. Would you walk home with me?
Uh-huh. Rudolph, I think you're cute.
I'm cute!
Magnificent!
I'm cute! She said I'm cute!
Not bad! Not bad at all!
Hey, you're okay!
She said I'm cute! Ha ha!
Come on! Crying out loud.
Fireball, what's the matter?
Get away. Get away from me.
Now. What's this nonsense here, Bucks? After all,
Hey, look at the beat.
Hey, fire snow.
Fireball, boss.
Thanks, now.
Stop calling me names.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Donner, you should be ashamed of yourself. What a pity. He had a nice takeoff, too.
All right now, yearlings. Back to practice. Oh, no. Not you. You better go home with your folks. From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games, right?
Oh, my gosh. When it turns bright and he flies and he saves the night
so
for Christmas.
When they start picking on him.
Yes. But what I'm trying to get at is if you watch that clip growing up or even to today,
yeah.
It's like the nerd finally nerded, oddball, out
yeah.
nerd, fit in and
yeah.
saved that one thing of the year that everything couldn't get through a snowstorm. He saved it. Kind of makes you feel like you're the odd nerd out, but you fit in somewhere.
He was the nerd that saved
yes.
the day. For some reason, I kind of liked the toys of Misfit Island.
Oh, I remember
the Misfit
that.
Toys.
Yes.
The Misfit toys on the island.
Yes, all the toys that wind up with a
yes.
broken or a shorter arm or a different color
there
thing.
There was the song they sing during that, because then they say what each problem they have. There was the Who Wants a Train with square wheels on
yes.
its trolley.
Yes.
But my favorite was, because I don't think it should have been a Misfit toy, which was the water pistol gun that squirted jelly. I remember seeing that. I'm going, how cool would that be to have a squirt gun that you didn't have to refill that would shoot jelly? I wanted that one.
That's why we're doing a Nerdling podcast.
That's why we're doing the Nerdlings, you know? Because it just somehow just kind of fit into the Nerdlings, the nerds, all the nerd toys that fit in on Misfit Island. That's what I remember in my own world at the time for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Hey, looky up there!
Halt! Who goes there?
Us, of course. Who'd you think?
Oh, well, then that's okay. Okay, who, may I ask, are you?
We're Rudolph and Hermie and Yukon Cornelius, sir. Who are you?
I'm the official sentry of the Island of Misfit Toys.
A Jack in the Box or a sentry?
Yes, my name is...
Don't tell me. Jack.
No, Charlie. That's why I'm a Misfit Toy. My name is all wrong. No child wants to play with a Charlie in the Box, so I had to come here.
Where's here?
We're on the island.
Means a sack full of joys for millions of girls and for millions of boys. When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year,
a jack-in-the-box waits for children to shout.
Wake up! Don't you know it? It's time to come out.
When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year.
Scooter for Jimmy,
a dolly for Sue,
the kind that will even say,
how do you do?
When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year.
How would you like to be a spotted elephant?
Or a choo-choo with square wheels on your caboose?
Or a water pistol and shoot jelly?
We're all misfits.
How would you like to be a bird that doesn't fly? I swim.
Or a cowboy who rides an ostrich.
Or a little boat that can't stay afloat.
We're all misfits.
If we're on the island of unwanted toys, we'll miss all the fun with the girl and the boy. When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful, 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 wonderful day.
With that, I think I remember, like, I don't know if somebody had different color, weirder hat or something, or it was like a shorter mittens or something. And I don't remember. I just remember that show. It's like more nerdlings out. Like, this
well,
is.
It was, well, yeah, it had a lot of nerdlings. Yes. It was the elf who wanted to be a dentist.
Yes. And you know what? When you grow up, I bet you there's an dentist that wants to be an elf.
Yeah. So that brings us now. Do you remember when they did Rudolph's Shiny New Year?
Yes, we did.
It was like 25 years later, still the stop motion animation, but it made it a whole new story. And it brought on, I'm Mr. Heat, Miser
Heat.
Yeah, and then his brother, the cold one. But do you remember how this is, because that song and the way the Heat Miser guy had his hair, do you remember that?
Oh, white and spiked like that.
Yeah.
Kind of like Don King.
Kind of like Don King, yeah. Because it's buried somewhere on my Vine account. I'll have to pull it up. I think it was a CVS drugstore here in town, and this guy comes in. And his hair was just kind of moosed up, and I'm just like, oh, in my head, it was like, oh my God, it's Mr. Heat Miser's love child.
Oh, God. Here in Las Vegas, could be, because we do have very sweltering hot summers.
Yeah, I posted a video. I'll have to, if I have time, I'm going to dig it out, but it's because I took the cartoon of him in the video of standing behind this guy and put them next to each other.
Oh, that is just amazing. Wow.
Because they had a lot of good Mr. Heat. We'll have to dig.
Oh.
Here, we'll do that song. It's Mr. Heat Miser.
Got to play that.
And then The Grinch That Stole Christmas.
Now, there's a couple different versions of that. I think it was the Grinch. Then they had The Grinch That Stole Christmas.
Jim Carrey did the movie.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of when we're going back to the 60s, 70s, and them weird animations and stuff. Mm-hmm. They had the cartoon one about the Grinch who stole Christmas. Hootsville.
The Whosville.
Yeah, Whosville one. That's the one I love because they're all the way on top of that mountain.
Yeah.
He steals everything. And then the reindeer is like,
the dog.
Yeah,
I like the way he saws off the tree branches and ties the knot around the poor dog's head, horn antlers that were bigger than him. And then
they're all the way on top and they can't get there over the top to get over the cliff. And then boom, they come back. And then the one little girl says, "We're Merry Christmas" or something. And then that was it. The little baby.
Cindy Who. Little Cindy Who, who woke up and, "Where are you taking our Christmas tree?" I'm taking it back to my shop for fixing a light and I'll have it back tomorrow later.
As the Grinch took the tree, as he started to shove, he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast and he saw a small Who, little Cindy Lou Who, who was no more than two. She stared at the Grinch and said,
"Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?"
But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie and he thought it up quick. My sweet little tot," the fake Santa Claus lied. "There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here." And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head and he got her a drink and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who was in bed with her cup, he crept to the chimney and stuffed the tree up.
But I remember when they were coming down the mountain and that poor dog, and they show it come. I mean, he falls down first, and then the sleigh comes over the edge. Just this impending doom as it tips towards him. I remember that from the Grinch That Stole Christmas.
Then you had like all these other Christmas shows like. I don't know, the marching soldiers, you know,
Do you remember the little drummer boy?
I don't know if that's the one I'm thinking of, but the actual, like, the marching wooden soldiers and stuff that start firing.
Oh, the Nutcracker, yeah.
The Nutcracker, yeah.
I never did watch any animation of the Nutcracker.
But it was pretty neat.
Yeah.
Not like the old Christmas.
The fighting, the rat, the soldiers. That's what I liked about that part.
And then I think my favorite one of all is... Frosty the Snowman, when he's got to get on the train and go, and I'll be back again one day, you cry because he's going to melt.
Yeah, I remember how, because that animation was a little more crudimentary than The Grinch That Stole Christmas, but to watch it every year, and it's like, okay, I remember seeing, it's like, okay, so he went into the greenhouse. And thinking, that was a dumb thing to do.
Yeah, but when you're a kid, you're like, you live on every moment of that. Like, you know, yeah. It's like, you don't want the show to end.
Yeah.
And it's like, when every time he goes, he gets his hat on, hello, because he gets his mind.
Salutations. Yes.
Yes, thank you.
That was the first place that I remember learning the word salutations.
Yeah, and it's just like, wow. And then he's got the magic, and then it's like his corn pipe, and then he's got to go to the, wherever, North Pole, South Pole, wherever he winds up going. You just cry as a kid, and it's just like the movie Titanic. Jack, I'll never let go. It's like, you just see.
The first time you see it, it's like, ah!
Yes.
And you're kind of being introduced to Shakespeare tragedy, and then, you know, the storyline, and then Santa Claus saves the day.
Yes, and then Rudolph, and then...
Now, I always liked Rudolph better than Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, because the origin of Santa Claus, it was neat, because... They go, yeah, because they were counting down the reindeers, and then they go, yeah, but what about? And they did this. They cut the animation to a reindeer with the Rudolph, and it goes meep. And like, no, that's a whole nother story. This is the story of Santa Claus.
We should have a reindeer off right now. I'm gonna start with Prancer.
Oh, okay, let's see. You kind of got to say it on Prancer,
Dancer.
Comet,
Cupid, Donner and Vixen,
Blitzen.
And most of all, the favorite reindeer of all.
Got to count them off. Okay.
Donner?
Donner. I think the Donner
Pass. Yeah.
Donner.
Dancer.
Prancer. Vixen.
Blonner and... Oh, my gosh. Okay, Donner and Dixon, whatever.
This is like naming this is like naming the Osmond brothers.
Hey, listen. Donna Dixon is married to... oh, my gosh.
Blues Brother.
Oh. I can't think of his name now. I was going to say Art Carney.
He does his own vodka.
Yes, I know.
Has a home here in Vegas sometimes.
Can't come up with his name. I see his
face. Dan Aykroyd.
Trying to get it out. Donna and Dixon. That's who I remember. Donna Dixon, his wife. The beautiful buxom
blonde.
I'm
stuck on Vixen.
Yeah, I know. It's like, we're not on eggnog or any kind of cheer or anything or whatever. We're just being nerds.
Well, I mean, those, like, you cover Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Rudolph's Shiny New Year.
Little Drummer Boy, like you said.
That messed with my mind when I first saw it, because I thought it was like a real thing. Because then I went to church, my parents took me to church when I was young, and I would be saying, well, we're going to be talking about Jesus, do-do-do-do-do. I raised, what about the Little Drummer Boy? Where does he fit into this story?
Oh, and then you go to the actual birth of Christ, about really what it is, about poor people in a manger living on a cold winter's night, and how things happen and stuff, and how do we get to elves and Santa Claus, and oh my God.
How does all this mess together?
Oh my God.
Now, here I'm going to throw the question to you. How old were you when you first realized, if there's any young nerdlings, you might want to get them out, because we're going to get to a sensitive topic right now about Santa Claus. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. So you got, we'll give you a few seconds, get them out or hit pause.
Get them out.
Okay, so how old were you when you first found out that Santa Claus was not real?
I want to say 10, 9, 10 in that area.
And how did it happen?
I don't even remember. I think kids in school, I want to say.
Yeah.
And you get very disappointed when you find out not just Santa's not real.
Yeah.
The Easter Bunny's not real. The Tooth Fairy's not real. The Gremlins aren't real. What else isn't real? The Easter, whatever. The whole smorgasbord of growing up in the fairy tale world.
Yeah, because Santa Claus makes everything at the North Pole.
Yes.
Everything's made at the North Pole. And you have that moment of not stepping out of reality. That's your reality of Santa Claus lives at the North Pole. I remember I had what was called a Big Jim. It was kind of like a G.I. Joe. He had this van that he would drive around and had this sliding door on it that would come off. I think we
How old were you around this?
10, 11.
Yeah, see, it's around 9, that 10, 10, 11-ish. Everybody just grows up.
But so I remember I kind of put two and two, Santa Claus ain't real, from my discovery on this little sliding door. And I went into the kitchen. My cousin Crean and Marie were there, and my mom, and they were talking about presents. Like, shh, what's up? Oh, we're just talking about Santa Claus and how he's going to be bringing you presents. I'm like, and I go, Santa Claus isn't real. And they were like, how do you know that? And I said to him, I go, because on the door that I slide out of my Big Jim, down the very corner, it says, Made in the USA. And that's what I, with my own disappointment, but realization, Santa Claus ain't real.
I think mine was through kids in school.
Yeah.
You just hear, oh, Santa's not real, and you're like, you go home and you ask your mom and dad, or you're like, you know, this Christmas, there's no Santa.
Yeah.
You guys dropped the presents. Or you wait up and you see your mom and dad with the presents. They're like, okay, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
There's no Santa. There's no Tooth Fairy. There's no Cinderella. There's no dwarfs.
But in nerdling world, there can be.
Oh, in nerdling world, sometimes I still think you see Santa Claus. Especially in Vegas.
There is that Christmas magic thing that goes on.
Yes,
you know.
It's called greenery. It's called dispensaries. Now for the adults. We have now legalized marijuana since July in this dispensary. So I brought this up to a friend last night. We're driving. I said, I wonder how many people, instead of getting Starbucks gift cards, are going to get dispensary gift cards for the first time in history.
That's amazing.
Instead of going to get food. Here's your $50 gift card to go get a quarter ounce of blow. Or
don't spend it all in one place.
Or like Grayskull or Kush, whatever you're into. The Green Christmas. We can really believe we saw elf and reindeers. Welcome to Nevada.
So I think that's it for that topic, okay? So brings us to our Michael Jackson uniquities within the podcast at the end.
Michael Jackson will be and always going to be one of our greatest, 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 no matter what race, creed, barrier into, pop culture icons of all time. Because if you did not grow up in the late 70s, early 80s, or heard his music in the 90s, or God rest his soul, by the year 2000, welcome to Michael Jackson. We're the nerds. We live in this world. We grew up on him, and we're ending the podcast with him.
So here's what I picked out. Did you know? All right, so there is a song that was supposed to be a duet between Prince and Michael Jackson.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
It never happened. Okay, never happened. But the song was Bad.
No way. Bad was supposed to be...
Think about it.
Wow.
Okay. Think of the music video, because it was done on that subway station. It would have been like... Because Michael Jackson loved West Side Story a lot. If you look at the fight scene when they're tying each other's wrist, when they were doing Beat It, same kind of thing, same kind of fight scene, but done in the subway. would have been Prince and Michael Jackson. It's a shame.
Would they have? I wonder how they would have did that. Would Prince have played the guitar and come out one section of Bad, Michael Jackson come out and like?
We know that we went and saw the show. We never did a podcast one, but with the guy who does the purple, that,
yes,
the
purple Rain,
Purple Rain, Rain spell
R-E-I-G-N.
Yeah, here at the Westgate, yes. Here in town.
I would move now.
Where is that at now?
I'm saying...
No, wait, you're right. It's down near me and near the M.
Yes.
I saw it on the billboard tonight, actually.
It's just...
I would love to get him, get a Michael Jackson impersonator, and just say, here, do it.
We have a Bette Midler. Becky could play, and we could just have like a Kaja Fall. What do they call that? A Kaja Fall? Or a whole bunch of like Band-Aid, what do you call that? A Live Aid of personators for the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Network. We can just get them all together do a fundraiser for the Nerdlings.
So here's the track I picked out for our Uniquities for Michael Jackson this week. It's from the CD single. It's track 3. It's Bad. Well, of course it's Bad. It's what we've been talking about. This is the Dance Remix Radio Edit. You've never heard it till now.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think of the dance remix radio edit? It's a mouthful.
Only thing I can say is you got it in this nerd's head how that video would have been with Prince and Michael Jackson. Yes. So after that, I'm speechless. Nothing to say except wow.
Wow. Have a good time. In our next Nerdling podcast, we are going to be doing our Christmas music, I don't want to say countdown, but a selection.
Selection.
Our nerd, Jersey Mike's going to pick four songs, I'm going to pick four songs, and we're going to nerd out on them.